I just want to share a couple things tonight. Well, more than a couple things, but I really believe that right now we're in a, what we call a celestial alignment. And it's actually known as the 70th week of Daniel. We're entering a feast called Purim. And it's March 13th and 14th. It's a cycle. And this is a cycle. You know, 2025 is a biblical, prophetic cycle. Everything is cycling. In other words, returning to it. Just like people don't realize, you know, so many times people think that so many things have completed and are not completed. You know, like Jubilee. There is an extension of Jubilee right now. We're still in. It's not completed yet. And 2025 is a celestial alignment where prophetic things are being connected, established, and manifested. And we're a part of it right now. What we're seeing in the world happening right now is a part of this prophetic a celestial alignment. We're seeing God put a servant in office that has changed. I mean, 50 days in office, and he's changed more things than all presidents put together. That's quite a bit. And he's exposing the wickedness, arresting illegals. He's removing people from position, closing their access to high information. And where, you know, people don't realize that, you know, presidents and senators, they still have access to all of this intel. And Trump is closing those to those people who are corrupt. You know, today, 30 Los Angeles County probation officers were busted. Think about it, 30 of them. They were indicted for orchestrating juvenile gladiators to fight as protesters. Now think about that. They busted them and arrested them. You know, Los Angeles also lost track of $2.3 billion, supposed to be for the homeless funding. And because of Elon Musk auditing them, they exposed it. You know, they're going to kick and scream like never before because the demonic forces are being exposed. Here's another powerful thing. Missouri just won a lawsuit against China. $24 billion because of the epidemic. Think about that. They won it. So now they've notified China that they owe Missouri $25 billion. Now, these things can be taken off of products that are being sent to us, imported. They still have to pay the taxes on it, though. See, God has given this man in office the wisdom from above. He's been training him up for years. And in this right now, because things are being exposed like never before. You and I are alive to watch this happen. I mean, it still blows my mind. Still blows my mind. You know, we went to go to the Gainesville to watch the Top Fuel races, and Kate and I went there a day extra, and we got to watch a few of them. And, you know, so we left early thinking that the next day we'd be there all day long, and it rained out. I was like, oh, snap. So anyways, I got up in the morning, and I said, you know, I'm just tired of looking like the professor from Back to the Future. Although I really like the guy. I like that. I thought he was cool. And so I said to my wife, I need to go. Let's go get a haircut. So she was happy because she's always calling me professor. So we went into his barber shop, and I said, get rid of it. And he got rid of it. New season. Heck, I won't need a haircut for another 3 years. I can be raptured by then. You know, praise God. Then I have all the hair I want. Anyways, we are in such a time right now. And in this time right now, the Feast of Purim is associated with Haman and Mordecai. And I want to talk a little bit about that because we're watching the cycle manifest right now. So let's go to Esther chapter 3. Not Easter, Esther. Starting at verse 1. Let's speak it. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes who were with him. And all the king's servants who were within the king's gate bowed and paid homage to Haman. For so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai, who was a Jew, would not bow or pay homage. Now, Mordecai was the uncle of Esther. Then the king's servants who were with the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why do you transgress the king's command?" Now, it happened when they spoke to him daily, he would not listen to them, that they told it to Haman to see whether Mordecai's words would stand. For Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay him homage, Haman was filled with wrath. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him of the people of Mordecai. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Asherah, the people of Mordecai. In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of the king of Asherah, they cast Pur, which is called Lot, before Haman to determine the day and month, until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Now listen, the month of Nisan is March. This is not a vehicle. This is a month. Amen? All right, go to Esther chapter 7. So we see here, Haman, however you want to call his name, he was ticked because he didn't get worshipped. So instead of being able to access and kill Mordecai, he said, "I'm going to kill all the Jews instead." So in chapter 7 and verse 1, so the king and Haman went to dine with Queen Esther. And on the second day at the banquet of wine, the king again said to Esther, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted to you. And what is your request? Up to half the kingdom, it shall be done." Then the Queen Esther answered and said, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Had we been sold as male or female slaves, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could never compensate for the king's loss." So King Ahasuerus answered and said to the Queen Esther, "Who is he, and where is he? And who would dare presume in his heart to do such a thing?" And Esther said, "The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman." So Haman was terrified before the king and queen. Then the king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. But Haman stood before Queen Esther, pleading for his life, for he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. When the king returned from the palace garden of the place of the banquet of wine, Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. Then the king said, "Will he also assault the queen while I am in the house?" As the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's head. Now, Harbonai, one of the eunuchs, said to the king, look, the gallows, 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on the king's behalf, is standing at the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him on it. That's where hangman came from. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath subsided. Again, this was known as the feast. It's not one of the seven feasts, but it is a feast of Purim. Somebody get it? And this happened when? In Nisan, the month of what? March, on 13th and 14th. Hallelujah. You know, this is associated because it's been prophesied that the spirit of death would be released. And there's going to be many who will die. Not righteous, wicked. I'm going to say it again. Not righteous, but wicked. Many are supposed to die in these next few months. Now, I don't know what it's going to come from. I don't know if it's through war or sickness or disease. But look at what's happening right now. How many people are sick? Everywhere you go, people are telling me this person's sick, that person's sick. They got the flu. They got this. So I can encourage you, make sure you build up your immune system to overcome these things and stay prayed up and filled up. Amen? Hallelujah. And if you're married, don't sleep with your spouse that's sick. That's common sense. Amen? Because you'll get sick. Glory to God. So in this, we see, I'm talking about the spirit of death. Now there's another place. So again in this, truth was rewarded, wasn't it? It was rewarded to Esther. It was rewarded to Malachi because he told the truth. They told the truth. And the king granted them favor. And in fact, he was out to annihilate the Jews. You know, the devil's trying to annihilate the Jews to this day. Why? Because they were God's chosen messengers. But even when Jesus came, they rejected Jesus because they were so bound by tradition of men and religiosity. They couldn't interpret the word of God correctly. Not all of them. But they couldn't interpret the word of God correctly because they were bound by tradition handed down. And so many people are bound by tradition handed down that they can't get set free. Bound in fear. So we've got in Exodus chapter 12, in verses 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And this month he was talking about was Nisan. And if the household is too small for a lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at what? Twilight. When did Jesus die? When did it turn dark? Twilight. Amen? Why? Because Jesus was the sacrificial lamb. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts, on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs, and they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It shall be the Lord's Passover. And what's going to happen? The spirit or the angel of death will pass over because he'll see the blood on the houses. And I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. It's called the Feast of Passover, which will be here in April. So we got Nisan, which is March, and then we've got April. Is everybody with me? Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so in this we see the angel of death again comes through and destroys the powers of darkness. And that's where we're at right now. Go to Isaiah 14. Hallelujah. Now, Haman reminded me of somebody. His name's Lucifer. He wanted worship, didn't he? In Isaiah 14, in verse 12, how you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you will cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet, and here's the response of the Lord, yet you shall be brought down to what? Sheol or hell. The lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like a garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trotting underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land, slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children, his offspring, those who serve Satan because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with what? Their cities. Sanctuary cities, those are going to be dismantled. They will be no more funded by this administration. These things are happening. We're watching it right before our eyes. Why? Because we are in a prophetic celestial alignment. Powerful things are happening. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Now, one of the things I want to talk about also is known as the spirit of Python. Python. Because that's what's been running rampant right now. And I'm going to share with you about the spirit of, it's known as the spirit of Pythus also. But the spirit of Python, also known as the spirit of Python, is a demonic entity believed to hinder spiritual and physical life by slowly depleting one's breath. Hello? And suffocating the voice of the prophetic. This spirit is characterized by overwhelming tiredness, loss of desire to fulfill destiny, loss of vision. It can manipulate and control aspects of a person's life, leading them away from God's will. The spirit of Python is associated with the divination and sorcery, and it uses prophecy for profit or the prostitution of spiritual gifts for selfish gain. I've seen that happen. I've been at places where people are calling themselves prophets and using the gifts of the Spirit for gain. I've left those places. It despises worship It can result in an inability to break through in worship. It works together with the spirit of witchcraft and lust and promotes bitterness, rejection, and separation from others. To combat the spirit of Python, one should engage in fervent prayer and spiritual warfare, submitting to God, renewing their mind with the biblical truth. Worship, praise, and prayer as effective tools to break free from the grip of the Python spirit. We're seeing the spirit. And one of the prophets, Kim Clement, prophesied that the spirit of Python will be destroyed within the next 70 to 100 days. And it's already started the countdown now. Why? Because things are changing. We're seeing the shaking and the quaking continuing. We're watching these things happen before our lives. We are watching the rebirth of America. It's rebirthing. It's a year of change. And it's never going to be the same. You know, the bankers are what we call, they call them kings. The wealthy bankers, they're modern-day pharaohs. They believe that they're gods or they're God's gift to mankind because of all their wealth they have. But they're nothing but from the Nephilim race. Look at, there's not a new world order. It's a Nephilim world order. And we've got to get that through our heads. It's a Nephilim world order, not a new world order. This is the Nephilim race that's been here for thousands of years, dismantling humanity, putting them under control, manipulating through witchcraft. Witchcraft, false prophecies. God warned us about wars and rumors of wars and false prophecies. Look, they cause man to kill man. They bring false religions. People are killing people for their belief system, even when it's wrong. But it's all going to be exposed. It's being exposed right now. Everything, no matter what's going on, is being exposed. And all this money laundering, remember one of the things, the first thing Jesus did to combat after he came out of the combating the Satan personally, then he went, where did he go? He went into the synagogue. He went into the temple and kicked over the tables, exposing the money changers. And that's what he's been doing. But he's using the body of Christ. He's using Elon Musk and all the people that they've huddled. He's using Trump. He's using all these individuals that fear God. They carry the fear of the Lord. They're reverencing them. Hello. Praise God. Present day pharaohs, that's what they are. And now they're preparing. I don't know if you heard about it. They've got the red heifer because they have to have a red heifer for sacrifice in preparation to build the third temple. I'm going to share something with you. I believe we're the third temple. See, there's a spiritual temple, and then there's a physical temple. They're preparing because that's their tradition. They're preparing because they're expecting the return of the Lord. And they're building a temple, and they've got a perfect red heifer to do the sacrifice. But I really believe that we're the temple. The body of Christ is the temple. In fact, God called us the temple. He said, don't destroy your temple, or I'll destroy you. Amen? So I really believe that we don't need to wait for a third temple to realize what's happening. I believe we're the third temple. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Has the truth been suppressed? Man, tremendously. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and amen. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. They're deserving of what? Death. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. So people that are voting for these individuals that promote abortion and all this other stuff, same-sex marriage, and they're going to be punished the same way as those that do it. Verse 16, do you not know that you are the what? Temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Now, think about this, because God has given these individuals the wisdom from above. They are catching them in their own craftiness. They are moving so rapidly and so fast that they can't keep up with all of the stuff that's happening. This has been prepared from heaven. This is a sting operation from God Almighty to expose the wicked, bring confusion in their camp so they begin to battle against one another. They will be removed and imprisoned. It's happening. You'll see by the end of this year how many people are imprisoned. Look at how many people they're removing right now, putting them on jets and planes and returning them. Look at what they've been doing with the tariffs. People are so concerned, all of our money is going to get raised in the food. This man, don't worry about any of that stuff. What this country is trying to do is make equal trade. They don't get charged hardly anything when they bring stuff in. But we get charged 25%, 15%. 30%, whatever it is. So that's why this administration is now saying, okay, we're going to even the score. Whatever you charge us, we're charging you. Does everybody get that? So, you know, when you think about it, it's an economic war. Amen? It's a money war. Hallelujah. Verse 21, therefore let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ and Christ is God's. Hallelujah. So we see here that we have the wisdom from above. We're able to see things that others can't see. We're able to understand things that others can't understand. You may ask yourself, why doesn't this person understand it? Because they don't have the wisdom from above. They're not born of the Spirit. There are believers who are still not born of the Spirit yet. They're not filled with the Spirit. Traditions of men, doctrines of demons have prevented individuals to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's false doctrine. I mean, Jesus commanded them, do not leave until you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. Wait for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Remember, he told 500 disciples, and only 120 showed up for the upper room baptism of the Holy Ghost. The rest of them out went out and started denominations. Why? He knew they had to be empowered. Jesus did not go out until he was empowered with the Holy Spirit. He became the example. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8, 18. For I consider that suffering in this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed where? In us. The body. The third temple. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. That is happening. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But we hope for what we do not see. We eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance, endurance, endurance. Oh, hallelujah. The glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, there's something specific about the word us. U.S. United States. There's a parallel signature here. It's a prophetic insight signature that shall be revealed in us. Look at, the world is going to see United States like it's never seen before. They are seeing it happen right now. They are seeing the glory of God being manifested in this country by light exposing darkness and removing darkness. Light exposing lies and deception and bringing truth. And this deception has been going on for so many years, but it's contaminating. This deception is contaminating. The world has been contaminated by this deception. But now the light is penetrating all areas globally. People are rising up, coming against their corrupt governments. They're exposing all of the, corruption, not only in the governments, but in the corporate world, in the pharmaceuticals. Again, Missouri just won a $24 billion lawsuit against China for COVID. How many people are suing these pharmaceutical companies? There are people who are giving testimonies. Doctors are giving testimonies. Psalm 37, verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall not be no more. What's his place? Seats of position. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword, have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who are upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be what? Broken. A little that a rich man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Very, very powerful. Prophetic promise from God Almighty. There'll be wicked no more. They'll be there. There'll be some, believe me, not all the wicked will be removed. There'll still be some wickedness, but they'll be so exposed that people won't listen to it anymore. In Genesis chapter 6, we've been over this before, But it's important to refresh us with this, because this is where the battle after the fall in the garden continues. In Genesis 6:1, now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth that the daughters were born to them. Then the sons of God, which are the angels, saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God, the angels, came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, who were the mighty men, or were old men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Let me tell you, if you were here at this time, you would be blown away. Such evil. And there was really no way of escaping it. It was everywhere. Food was getting short. People were eating people. These were giants. Some of them were 15, 20, 30 feet tall. These were the offsprings of Cain, the offspring of Lucifer, the serpent, with Eve. Those were offsprings, children of Satan, with human bodies. And then they had those that went, the angels that put on flesh and went into women and produced offsprings again, Nephilims, hybrids, Rephilims. And God said their thoughts were continuously evil. So the Lord said in verse 7, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What's grace? Plan of escape. Hello. This is genealogy of Noah. Was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all the flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, through the men. Amen. Does everybody see that? And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. Why? So it will be waterproofed. So here God was making a way of escape, but he was about to destroy all the wicked. In other words, he was going to kill them by drowning them, but still the spirit, the angel of death, still had to come through. Does everybody get it? But God made a way of escape for the what? The righteous, as he continues to do. That's what will happen in Revelations. God will make a way of escape during that period of corruption, because we're not accounted for the wrath. Amen? That's called the rapture. God will destroy the offsprings of evil, escape the new world order, or the Nephilim world order. Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like a fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Well, that sounds like a good church. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. Now, it's first of all, the spirit of Jezebel can also be a man. These demons have no respect of male or female. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into the sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into the great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. Now, I want you to listen to something important. God has a bride, so does Satan. that bride is known as Jezebel. So the Jezebel spirit is what operates on the earth right now. Does everybody get it? Verse 23, I will what? I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now to you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed in pieces like the potter's vessels, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who is near, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, the corrupt church, the corrupt world. Again, Satan has a bride also. His name is Jezebel. Isaiah 60, verse 1, please. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your son shall come from afar. Your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. Is that coming? You betcha. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. There's going to be a phenomenal transfer of wealth, but you got to be in position to receive it. Amen? Hallelujah. And I'm going to close at Hebrews 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. So again, what we're seeing happening physically is happening spiritually. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being what? Shaken. Are things being removed? Yeah, people. Operations. Traditions. As of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Those are things of righteousness. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. The shaking will continue. In fact, it will get worse. In fact, there will probably be more sicknesses. There will be all kinds of things. There's going to be all kinds of things that are going to attack. But we must stand on the psalm that says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, and forget not his what? Benefits. Benefits. Who forgives our iniquities, heals our diseases, crowns us with loving kindness, puts good things in our mouth, renews our youth like the eagles. His promises, his word that we stand on. But we must release it in the atmosphere. Not just think it. We must release it. Amen? Because light overcomes darkness. So just know, don't be anxious, don't be fearful, don't get pushed out of position. Stand fast, trust the Lord, wait on the Lord. It's going to come to pass. We're going to watch the enemy be removed, destroyed, and we're going to watch them become dismantled, and their wealth of the wicked will be laid up for the righteous. In fact, it was prophesied years ago that Gates would pay off the U.S. debt. And that wouldn't be a volunteer thing. It would be in everything that he owns. You know, he's not even a doctor. I don't see how he put himself in position in the pharmaceutical arena except for money. He bought it. All of these people, Fauci and all these other ones, are going to get busted. No one escapes the wrath of God. God has given them time to repent and still giving them time to repent. That's why the shaking is. He doesn't want to lose anyone. But how many rejected Jesus when he came? Many. People are still rejecting Jesus. And they're being filled with doctrines of demons and devils and deceiving spirits, which are keeping people away from the truth. But we got to stand firm in everything, no matter what's going on. Wait on the Lord. Trust him. Seek him. He's faithful to complete what he started. Amen? Don't lean on yourself. Walk away from yourself. Hashtag walk away. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you seal your word and prepare us for the things that are coming. And Lord, we are wide open to receive the blessings that you have for us and prepared for us in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.